hands at everything and nothing's going the right way. But the latest, of course, is that the FBI has been encouraged through the Attorney General and through the FBI Director to start leaking and in, looking into parents. That's right, parents. You know, the, what do we call them? Domestic terrorists. Oh, they're not really domestic terrorists? Well, that's what they're being, that's how they're being labeled. What am I talking about? School boards. That's right. School boards. They don't want any confrontation. They don't want to be questioned. Don't you know school boards know everything? Well, they don't. You know that. And the best part of a school board is that the parents have a right to appear before them and voice their opinions. And if the school board doesn't like it, too bad. Vote them out. Now, I'm not talking locally, but there are places close by, I won't name any of them, Loudoun County, Virginia, wherein, Fairfax County, wherein the school board doesn't really want to put up with what the parents have to say. In fact, the governor of Virginia is saying that parents really have no right. Hear that word, right. In demanding or what is being taught in the schools. That should be left up to the professionals. That's right. It should not be left up to parents. In other words, let the school board direct the school in the way and manner that they see fit.
Well.
And that's going to cost the governor his race in Virginia.
That is a, we haven't talked about that race much. That's an interesting race.
It is a very interesting race.
And did you see Saturday Night Live?
I did not.
Their season premiere Saturday? No?
No, it was listened. It was the lowest watched Saturday Night Live in history.
Okay. But they had, a lot of people were talking about it. They had an actual soundbite from one of those Loudoun County meetings.
Good.
Hello, my name is Jane Nordling Smythe. I am concerned and I am also crazy. Let's begin. The Johnson & Johnson and Johnson are from because of Fauci, okay? And the Fauci is only part of it, but not on T-Mobile, because this, all of this, this is about Israel.
Ma'am, do you have a question about the school district's COVID policy or your child's safety?
I don't have a child, and I don't live in this town.
Then you should not be here.
So that was Saturday Night Live.
Yes, that's why they're down in the ratings. That's why nobody's listening to Saturday Night Live. John Belushi, you know, the good guys, the good gals, the fun people are gone. It's now whom we can pick on, who can we destroy, what part of the country, whether it be the Bible Belt or whether,
no sense of humor.
That's not sense of humor, Frank. That is so sad because people actually, and people Saturday Night Live probably believe that this is what's happening. It's not. And I am so proud. I am proud of the parents who stand up for their children and make their wishes and make their comments known. And school board members, not locally, but school board members, maybe even some locally, you better watch out. Not that it's a threat. It's just that you're not serving your employers, employers, right. We are the taxpayers. That's right. You work for us. And you think you become this autonomous person or person that's on boards of education, and you're wrong. Sure, in my opinion, you must answer to the parents. And don't tell a parent that they don't have a right, that the parents don't have a right to comment, that they don't have a right to make suggestions, and they don't have a right to disagree, because they do. Thank goodness the parents are watching what's going on. And see, this is one thing that happened. I guess the only thing I can think that happened for the good when the schools decided not to have school but to have Zoom classes, or whatever they're called. Not Zumba, that's different. But Zoom classes, because the parents got to actually see what was being said in the classroom and what was being taught in the classroom. And the parents have had enough. Reading, writing, arithmetic. You know, let's teach the, you know, we're not doing such a great job on the world standard of our educational system. You know, it's always America for, well, you know, when you get out and try to raise a child rather than teach a child, there's a big difference. No, Hillary Clinton was wrong. It doesn't take a village to raise an idiot. I mean, a child. It takes a village to raise an idiot, maybe. I just feel so sorry for those individuals who have just said to their kids, you know, you go to school and whatever the teacher, you know, just don't ask questions. Just, you know, so wrong. And this is a draw down, feed down, you know, trickle down, if you will, from higher education. Where when the children get to higher education, that you find that the professors, allegedly, they know everything. You know, they spent their life in academia, and they know it all. Now, I doubt many of them can tie their own shoes or change a light bulb. But when it comes to knowing what's best for your children, well, be careful. I'm not picking on educators. Educators don't like it either. It's just the elite status of the, you know, socialist mindset of these people are trying to affect our children. Indoctrinate is the word. That is exactly what's going on. Don't believe it. Watch a school board meeting. Listen to the school board. Thank goodness we in Frederick County, Maryland, at least have school board members who are responsive to the parents, responsive to the taxpayers, and they do listen. They do listen. 301-694-9363. That's the number to call in. That's how you get through. That's how Lona did it. And let's see what Lona has to say. Good afternoon, Lona.
Hi, folks. How are you all
We're doing, well. We're doing very well sitting here high atop Grove Hill.
Yeah. I just got a question for my mid-Maryland family. Are you getting hassled by these idiots? Let's be responsible. And they keep phoning us about the stupid Medicare. The latest thing is now they're sending you genetic testing. I contacted the Medicare people, and they know nothing about this lot. And they are getting people's DNA and all kinds of stuff. And you don't know if you got to pay for this stuff. And it could be hundreds of dollars. And most of us are older people. And I think, really, you know, the government should be less worried about teaching our children about alternative lifestyles against God's teachings.
Amen.
And focus on these crooks that are harassing us. And one day I got 30 calls because I told this man he was acting like a demon.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you.
You've been targeted. Boy, I'll say
that. Well, Frank, I think it was last week that I made mention of that I'd received a call from the Maryland Department of Health, inquiring about the booster shots. And then we got a call from one of our health department workers in Frederick County who said the Department of Health in Maryland is not making those calls.
That's one thing. But Lona, with genetic testing and DNA, that's why does somebody want that? What are they going to do with that?
Didn't you guys hear that China is collecting all of as much American DNA as they can?
Oh,
I didn't
know. You guys must get your nose into figuring out these things, because this is not all fake news.
Right.
And this is, they telling us what they are doing. And Americans are going, la, 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 la.
Right, exactly.
These people are asinine, and they will use any criminal, because there's no repercussions, any criminal way, any illegal way to do that.
Did you participate in any of these, genetic testing? Did you...
I got one packet. I just got a call before I phoned you. And this guy sounds like he comes from India or Pakistan or some of these places. And I said to him, I do not want this stuff. I'm not interested in this stuff. I spoke to my Medicare department, and they know nothing about it. And he rambled off my address to me. Thank God he couldn't pronounce Myersville and Maryland. And I said, if you send that stuff, I'm putting it in the trash.
Good for you. Well, they don't have your... Now, I know some people have have wanted to know, I don't know what it's called anymore, not Lifelines or Legacy Lines. What are they called? It's a commercial outfit that you can, you know, you can test your where you're from and who you're related to and things like that.
Oh, Ancestry.com. Ancestry. All those, yeah.
But I'm thinking that what happens is somehow they're releasing your information that you were a customer, and all these other, you know, people that want to sell you a product, you know, then you're in line for that. That's, once again, these are the what is known as algorithms coming from those phone calls or from those purchases that you made, I would think.
Tim, it wasn't a genetic testing company. It's a company that tells you, last year they tested people for to see if you've got the potential of having cancer in your genetic makeup.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're going after people with heart problems. I said to the guy last week, I don't have any heart problems. Why would I worry about it now?
Exactly.
Good grief.
Exactly. Well, they've hit the wrong person if they're trying to get Lona to become part of their program or sell them a product. There is a product behind this. I guarantee it, there's a product behind this. Frank.
The Chinese are trying to gather our DNA.
I think so. I think they want to know more about you than you want to know about you. Glad to be with you. You know, we'll make your day a little bit better. Promise. Well, let's see what Mark has to say. Mark, you're up next.
Yes, I've been getting some phone calls that they mentioned two items been charged against my Amazon account and in the $2,000 range.
Oh, my.
And I didn't even know I had an Amazon account.
That's good.
But then they say to press a certain number if you did not order it, but it does not give a number to push if the order is okay or not.
Right. It's a scam. You know that. It's a scam. And what they're going to do is, at the end, if you follow through, what will usually happen in a package deal like this, they'll say to you, Mark, oh, we can clear all this up. It's only going to cost you $19.95, and we'll take care of it. It just gives you a credit card number for $19.95. We'll clear up this $2,000 debit. Don't give them any information. Zero, zero, zero information.
Mark, you should enjoy the fact that you don't even have an Amazon account.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
exactly
telling you you have a problem with your Amazon account.
But the calls have came on 8 or 9 different phone numbers in,
sure,
the last 3 or 4 days.
I found out the other day my phone number spoofed, whatever that means. I do know what it means. It means they take local phone numbers and they can very easily, they act as though they're calling from you locally or from a, for example, they can pick up some of our local county government numbers, and you see the number on there and you think, well, it's somebody calling from the county or the city, and this is nothing more than this. I wish they would take all this energy and do it for good instead of for evil, and that's what it is when they try to. And Mark, you're lucky because you're smart and you see through this, but you can imagine an elderly person who hears a call like this, and usually on their own phone numbers, not on a cell phone, and they can be upset very easy. A friend of mine lost over $40,000, an educated man. Lost over $40,000 on one of these scams. So I just tell people, don't send anybody anything. Don't go and buy. And can you imagine having to buy a Target card or a Best Buy card? No, it's all a scam. Mark, you're the lucky one. And keep up the good work. 301-694-9363.
Tim, I forgot to tell you.
Yes, sir.
You got this message while you were out.
How much?
Car warranty has expired.
How much? I want to go ahead and renew that because, you know, I didn't know I had a car warranty, but the daggone thing, if it expired, I better. How much money? Will they take cash? I don't have any cash. Will they take a credit card? Here's my credit card number. 12784789, you know. You know, to me, because, you know, I'm somewhat non compos mendus.
Tim?
What?
Since we're doing public service kind of stuff this half hour.
Yes.
We have a message from the sheriff.
Wait, let me set it up straight. Good afternoon. The Honorable Charles Jenkins, Sheriff of Frederick County. Good afternoon.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sheriff. What can you help us with?
Good. So listen, I'm going to personally ask the public for some help here. I'm going to appeal to everybody. You've got a great listening audience all over the region, so I'm going to ask all your listeners for some help. If they would take a few minutes, you know, Mr. Tony Walker from Jefferson's been missing all day.
Yes.
He's walked off somewhere. He's suffering from some level of dementia. Great guy. He's 79 years old, about 190 pounds, salt and pepper hair. But we need the public's help. If everybody would just take a few minutes, walk out in your backyards, onto your decks, under your decks. If you have garages, outbuildings, do us a favor. Just take a quick look and check and see if we can locate him, because it's really important we get him home by dark. We're afraid dark's going to set in, and, you know, we don't want him hurt. We want to get him home safely.
Sheriff, where was he last seen?
He was last seen on Bedford Drive in Jefferson, left his home early morning hours, walked off on foot. He's wearing a gray Maryland sweatshirt, khaki pants, sandals with socks, and we're really, you know, for him to take a walk is not unusual. That hour of the night it is, but we're very concerned because he hadn't shown back up. So
is he, and he is certainly would recognize his name and everything. What is his first name that we could call out to him if we saw him?
He goes by Tony. Very pleasant man.
Yes, sir.
Certainly capable of understanding. He should have some identification on him. But again, I think if you just call out to him, if you see him, you recognize the description, I'm sure he'll be receptive to some help. But again, I need the help of the public. I'm appealing personally that everybody just take a few minutes here. And if we can get these searches done,
yes,
in barns, outbuildings, private properties, that'll help us out a lot.
That'd be great, Sheriff. And I think this is something.
And again, if you're looking out for him, he sounds like average build and height. And
Yeah.
190 pounds, 6 foot tall. You might say Semper Fi. He was a Marine serving back in the 70s, I believe, or late 60s. So, again, very pleasant man. You know, if you happen to see him, don't be afraid to approach him. Just be cautious and be friendly, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, Sheriff, I know you have deputies out patrolling and things such as that. Is there anything that that the public can do outside of the Jefferson area? Now, for example, we don't know where he is, but
right. So yeah. So let me explain that. So yes, let's not limit this to Jefferson. He's been gone well over 12 hours, probably 13, 14 hours.
Mm.
We've expanded our search. You know, you can walk a long way in that amount of time.
So
we've expanded it. We're talking about Braddock Heights, Middletown, Myersville, maybe even Brunswick, Knoxville, possibly as far as Frederick. We don't know. And we don't know if he's trying to hitchhike and catch a ride.
What about, does he have any other health issues besides some dementia?
No, absolutely healthy man.
Good.
No impairments whatsoever. Good heart, strong guy. So again, we just want to get him home safely.
I agree, Sheriff, and I thank you for taking time out of your day to get the public involved.
Thank you. And I'm appealing personally to your great listeners. They're always willing to help us out, so we really need it today.
You got it, my friend, and I'll be announcing that the next couple of hours while we're here. It's if anyone sees a man fitting the description of Tony, about 6 foot tall, 190 pounds, about, what do you say, 78 years old, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
This is lost, and we need to find him. We need to get him in before dark, if it's all possible. And, you know, the weather, thank goodness, is not that severe, but it is severe if you're not clothed properly. So let's get the county, get him up and get out there and find him. Tony's around. We'll find him. Thank you, Sheriff, for that call. Public service, radio, that's what it's all about. That's what's good.
Man, I'll tell you.
Amen.
Crank call. What do you call these calls?
Prank.
Calls and missing people. We're just, you know.
Yeah, just touching the surface. And
your call to action place today.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, that's, you know, people say, why are you on the radio? Because I said, I think, you know, at times, well, I think all the time, but at times, this is a great source. WFNB has always been that source of bringing information as fast as possible to the people, whether it be weather situations, we have the storm center, whether it be missing persons or accidents. I don't think you could ever replace local radio. You know, we are sometimes accused of not being as entertaining or as professional as other people, but I can tell you what, There's nothing better than the audience of WFMD.